This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm J-Dog, and joining me is a true renaissance man, in addition to being a marathon runner, as well as an advocate for wellness and education. He is also a baseball awards presenter, Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He is an education advocate, as I had mentioned before, an entrepreneur. He was Steve Ballmer's roommate at Harvard. Also, of course, a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father. He is also the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, the author, Mr. Tom Raphael. Tom, how are you?
Thank you, Jay. Boy, you're energized today. What did you have for breakfast? Cheerios?
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to try that. So one of my other compartments in my life is being a expert. Well, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I'm really engaged in Baldrige performance excellence and sort of the quality initiatives. And one of the reasons why Delta Dental is so successful is we do pay attention to wonderful customer service. So one of my partners in that is Brian Hetrick, who is the secretary and board member of Excellence North Alliance and has many other roles. Brian, thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Tom. It's great to be back on with you.
Absolutely. And of course, you're out there a lot with me in a lot of topics, you know, mental health, the Genesis Think Tank, Excellence North Alliance, which probably you and I are most versed to talk about what the Excellence North Alliance is. So let's start there before we get into the Genesis Think Tank. And since some people know this organization as, you know, the Grand State Quality Council or New Hampshire Quality Council or this state's version of the Baldrige Award, why don't you explain how you've navigated us to the Excellence North Alliance concept?
Well, the Excellence North Alliance, as you mentioned, was evolved out of the Granite State Quality Council. And at the time, we said we really want to focus more on excellence. Quality is still very important, yet it's a little passe in the sense that we really need to think more about systems, alliances, working together, collaboration. And that's really the name came out of that. Excellence North, we're focused on excellence, you know, the North Star. And the alliance piece, it pulls it all together that says we've got to work with other people as we focus on excellence within organizations and communities.
Thank you. And got to give you a lot of credit. You know, a lot of states, their state version of the Baldrige Performance Excellence Organization has kind of been sunsetted, but not in New Hampshire, where, you know, we've got it going. We're thriving. And one of the reasons is because you've been also able to establish a group called the Genesis Think Tank. So tell us how that came into being and also how you, what the Genesis Think Tank will be focusing on in terms of mental health and your sort of aspirations with Justice Broderick and Superintendent Gillis of the Manchester School System.
Yes. Well, this is excellent because I've been saying that the Genesis Think Tank is one of the best kept secrets, or has been one of the best kept secrets. And now with this radio show and all that, we're going to take the covers off and really start to spotlight it, as well as you mentioned, the mental health subject and topic that's so important. One of the things we thought about was with the Excellence North Alliance is how do we become more active in the overall Northern New England, I'll say, ecosystem. And that says, okay, well, how do we look at things more systemically and at the macro level? And to do that, we said, well, let's form this other group called the Genesis Think Tank with people that think and act at that level. People like Joanne Conroy from Dartmouth Health, Howard Brodsky from CCA Global, Jim Dean from UNH, Cheryl McQuaid from TD Bank, all these people that are thinking about at the macro level and have the ability to move the needle, as we say, on topics that we're going to explore. And ultimately, that came down to mental health being one of those. And how we got into that, that was I attended a City Years Starry Night conference about a couple months ago, and they were honoring John and Patty Broderick for their work with mental health. And I'd never really heard John's story firsthand like that. And it was just very powerful, overwhelming almost. And afterwards, meeting with him and realizing he's a good friend of yours, I said, okay. And then I bought his book. And as I jokingly say, he sucked me in even more into this whole topic of mental health. But as I went and I explored, I realized there's really a tsunami happening within our schools, our businesses, and that with regards to the mental health situation. And we need to address that and start taking some action on that. So that's really how we started forming. We formed the Genesis Think Tank to take on these issues, both at the macro, but at the local level too. We need to do both. It's quantum. It's not either or anymore. It's both. And so that's what we intend on doing, is to look at focusing on the macro, which is more policy type stuff, but at the local, more project type things, and making sure those work together.
And as we found out, while we have these C-level executives you mentioned, these sort of well-known people in New Hampshire, Dr. Conroy, Alex Walker from CMC, James Dean, president of UNH, just to name three, and we have them C-level executives in each of the industries, we found out there's a lot of great things going on, but sometimes in true New Hampshire style, in a decentralized way. So isn't one of the other purposes of the Genesis Think Tank is to get the sort of the common thread of all these best practices from these industry giants and really then have them focus on this mental health issue in their industry, but also to give it the common thread, you know, throughout New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I have a saying that when we work with organizations, I say everyone doing their best is the Wild West, meaning there's a lot of passionate people doing some really good stuff out there. But if it's not being guided and directed, it's really not helping as much as it can be. And that's really the state of the mental health world right now, is there are a lot of passionate people doing some really good work. There's no doubt about that. However, it's being done in silos. And we have been talking with a lot of those people that say, yes, we need to bring the people together, because right now, where we are, the overall health of the mental health system is not where it should be, despite all the effort and monies and everything that's been going into that. So that's why you're exactly right, is we need to pull these silos together. And since we are based on using the systems thinking methodology, Baldrige, it's based on systems thinking, is we're one of the few that really looks at the entire system and says, we need to make it all work together and not just get out of the silos is what we need to do.
Great way of putting it. There are a lot of well-meaning people out there doing a lot of great stuff, but we definitely need that common thread. Recently, I was at UNH for the Nick Haleas Symposium, and which has had a focus on mental health awareness for primarily for law enforcement and first responders. But over time, it's expanded into more of a public discourse on this whole concept of mental health awareness and the struggles that everybody has. As you know, when we're in a conference with Justice Broderick, if there's 100 people in the room and we say, who is impacted personally by a mental health issue, you know, a third of the hands go up. Then you ask the second question, do you have a family member? And the next third hand goes up. And then the last remaining hands go up when you say, do you know someone with a mental health issue? So certainly, I think surrounding the Genesis Think Tank members around this topic is really, I think we'll be doing a really good deed for society if we can get that common thread. So why do you think it's so important with regard to not just businesses, but also schools? Dr. Gillis, who is the superintendent of the Manchester school system, presented with Justice Broderick at the last Genesis Think Tank. So can you kind of tie those, Justice Broderick and Jen Gillis, together?
Absolutely. However, before we do that, and in your humility, you have neglected to say that at that last symposium, I think you were honored with a particular award.
Well, I was shocked because I was there for a purpose to deliver a message as to why businesses get involved. And one of you have your favorite expressions. Well, mine is, I say to my managers, I mean, if an employee came up to you and said, I need knee surgery, I need meniscus surgery, I'll be out 2 weeks, you know, that's a real comfortable conversation. If the same employee comes up to the manager and says, me or my spouse were having trouble with some mental health issues, way more uncomfortable. But I always say, like, I want this same level of comfort, whether you're talking about meniscus surgery or mental health. So through the years, I've helped the Haleo Symposium communicate about the conference. Some years it used to be at NHTI, the community college, at least more recently at UNH. And we've had many, many topics, including after the tragedy at Virginia Tech and so on and so forth. So anyway, so I was there to talk about that, and they literally, probably for the first time in my life, I was totally shocked because I had said to my wife, Ellen, I'll stay through when they announce whoever the winner is of the Haleo's Award, and it turned out it was me. But I only mention that because it gives me the, if you will, the forum to continue to talk about, you know, mental health. And so anyway, thanks for mentioning that, Brian. So let's get right into your work with Dr. Gillis, which is so important. And I think for the listening audience, really should listen hard to what Brian is saying of the work of, you know, Dr. Gillis and how Brian's kind of connecting it with some other initiatives, you know, that are going on with DECA. Oh, but I see J-Dog. So let's hold there. And the website is excellencenorth, all one word, .org, excellencenorth.org. And that's where you can find information about the Baldrige Performance Excellence, but also what we're doing in New Hampshire. And if you're interested in the Genesis Think Tank, you can call me directly at 223-1300. Jay, did I limit myself to the time parameters?
So far, we've got about 15 seconds before we take the break. I want to let you know that Brian Hetrick of Excellence North Alliance is the guest this week on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And as Tom talked about, excellencenorth.org is the website. Talk more about that and a whole lot more here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. It's The Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Jay Dog, alongside Tom Raffio, President and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This week's guest is Brian Hetrick of Excellence North Alliance. Log on to excellencenorth.org. We'll be talking about that and a whole lot more. And I'll let you both continue the discussion.
Thanks, Jay. One of our goals, by the way, is to make excellence exciting. And I know sometimes people struggle with that notion, but don't you feel good when you deliver great service to a customer? And so I know my employee colleagues feel great, you know, when they resolve a question, whether it's a simple dental claim question or something more complex. So the whole point of both the Genesis Think Tank and Excellence North Alliance is to really make excellence exciting. But why don't you, and we will, if you're interested in understanding the Baldrige Performance Excellence, we can tell you about that. Again, just go on excellencenorth.org. We give out the annual Dr. Dupuy Award, and we do a host of other activities. But Brian, let's now focus on your work with DECA and Dr. Gillis.
Okay, sure. As you mentioned, we had both John and Jen speak at the last Genesis Think Tank, and it really generated a lot of good questions and interest from not only the co-founders and that, but we had also invited some subject matter experts who are working with these particular companies, whether it's with Anthem and UNH and that, who expressed a lot of interest in this topic as well. Because as you mentioned, businesses lose there's an economic impact of over $300 billion every year due to mental illness. And they're struggling because eventually half of Americans will suffer some sort of mental illness issue. And right now our children, 20% have reported serious thoughts of suicide and 9% have made attempts on their lives. Those are big numbers and they're growing, unfortunately. And those are the things that the schools need to be dealing with. And one of the very interesting things that we've discovered is that one of the books that's out called Uncommon Sense Teaching by Oakley and Rogowski, the computational neuroscience world has made some huge strides in advancing how we understand the brain and how it works and everything. And in that, they've discovered that by learning, and if there's joy in learning, it actually helps us with our mental health. And so there's a huge connection there that Dr. Deming seemed to know from many years ago, was spot on when he talked about joy in learning. And that's an area that we really want to focus on with the schools And in particular, we're working with David Rogers from DECA, who has some exciting projects going on with what's called Made in Manchester that are all designed to help engage the students more, get that joy in learning back. So we're really starting to work with some of the leaders in this area, with David, with Jen Gillis and the school systems, and really trying to understand how do we create better pathways to businesses as well. And that's one of the areas that we're looking at to say, how do we engage the students more? How do we create pathways that are in terms of getting these students into businesses? And the thing is, we want to get healthy students. We need to look at the whole health of the student and not just particular elements. Again, we don't want to silo how we're addressing the student's health, because these businesses, when they get this student coming on board, they need to be a healthy potential worker, not someone who's bringing a lot of baggage with them. And right now, that's not the case, and that needs to be addressed.
Now, I know one of your communication techniques, which is excellence, is using models and analogies. And there's a famous science fiction novel by Arthur Clarke, British novelist, called Childhood's End, which is way back in 1953. Tell us how that connects to everything here.
Well, for those science fiction readers that will remember that was 70 years ago, to your point, Tom, as you mentioned. It's really about these alien overlords that come to Earth and promise this utopia. And eventually, for decades, that happens. However, it's at a cost, because ultimately, and not to give away too much about the book, but Childhood End is, that's exactly it. They take away the children, and we lose our identity. So the analogy is, if you think about big business today, high tech, and what are they promising with all their apps and things that they have out there, this better, brighter world? And what's really happening, though, is these are addictive algorithms is what they're using. And we have the term engagement by enragement is a common way of thinking about the economy today. And that's not healthy. It's not good for our students. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at, is that, okay, if our students today are being literally sucked into this type of thinking, and not to say there's not good stuff on the internet as well. Certainly there is. There's a lot of good programs, apps, and things like that to help us. But there's overall, it's not working for us. It's working against us. And so one of the key things we're looking at is with children's identity, and John talks a lot about this. He actually did a YouTube video, a TED Talk, on this recently, about how a changing childhood is affecting kids' mental health. And as he described, he says, when he was growing up, and actually for me, and I'm sure you, Tom, as well, is that we were engaged in a lot of healthy activities with our family, our faith, social activities, you know, ball games and social constructs and all that. A lot of kids don't have that today. And so the big question is, how do we bring that back in a new way? And really, it's the reverse of Childhood's End, is we want it to be regained, is really what we're looking at trying to do.
Great description. And John Broderick, when he makes that pitch to the audience, it's riveting. It's totally riveting, as you said.
Yes.
So with the help of sort of overarching Excellence North Alliance, but specifically with the Genesis think tank, where are we sort of heading? Are you thinking about some sort of conference regarding mental health that is all encompassing? Because you and I have been, including the Haleus Symposium, we've been to a number of mental health conferences. You know, the Haleus Symposium kind of has a focus on, law enforcement and first responders. And then there are other events that focus on schools. So is one of your goals is to kind of put together a conference that ties this all together? And how do you think you're going about doing that?
Again, that goes exactly to what we were talking about earlier. There's so many silos out there, and everyone really acknowledges that. And so the question is how do we start bringing the silos together? And we believe that the Genesis Think Tank can create a safe space for people, sometimes competitors or collaborators, whatever, to come together and really start talking about this subject. And one of the things we're thinking about is, and John actually kicked it off, is by doing his TED Talk is we'd really like to get some other experts out there to do a short 10-minute talk on their particular subject so we can start to develop this body of knowledge that people can start to look at. Because you're right, what we'd like to do is, and we want to do and will do, is create a symposium or a forum to bring all these people together to start looking at and saying, okay, how do we start breaking down the silos? How do we start working together? And how do we deal with the issue at both the macro and at the local level? Those are some of the things that we're going to be focusing on at our next event that should be coming up in the next few months. Yes.
How powerful will this be to have sort of the experts that were at the Halea Symposium, having Justice Broderick there, have Dr. Gillis there, have some practitioners, people like Dr. Will Torrey, and to get everybody in the same room together, because in using your favorite term, we need the entire ecosystem. That's not to say, by the way, all of these initiatives that are going on out there, you know, such as the Halea Symposium, all of this is great. We just kind of want to all, you know, tie it together. So more to come on that from the Genesis Think Tank, and there'll be information we'll post as well on the Excellence North Alliance website, which is excellencenorthoneword.org. Now, Brian, you have other related activities. You're also the executive director of the Sunshine Initiative. So tell us a little bit about that and Jay Lucas. We have a couple of minutes.
Sure, exactly. And that really ties in together. I often tell people that if you look at my world, it's a world of Venn diagrams that don't just touch each other, but really overlap each other. So a lot of what I do in one area touches upon the other. And so with the Sunshine Initiative that Jay Lucas founded 5 years ago, deals with communities, raising up communities. And one of the big things that we're looking at within communities is how do we bring people together? Same issue we're dealing with the Excellence North Alliance. And a lot of it has to do with people dealing with opioid crisis, mental health. So we are partnering and collaborating with a number of organizations, the Phoenix and other groups that are out there doing a lot of this work, again, in silos. And we're saying, how do we bring it all together? How do we create events and lift up the community so all stakeholders are affected in a very good way? So we've done that in a number of communities, whether it's Laconia, Rochester Riverwalk, Meredith, and the west side of Manchester as well, we're starting to look at.
That's great for the Manchester West. You get a lot of things going on. You're very eclectic. You're the secretary and board member of Excellence North Alliance, I've mentioned. You're the chief navigation guide of the Genesis Think Tank.
Correct.
You're the executive director of the Sunshine Initiative. But we don't want to forget you're going to have to explain this in 45 seconds or less. You're the chief murmuration officer of Sustainability Thrive. So give us the 30 seconds on that.
Yeah. So everyone has seen those beautiful starlings that flow and divide and come back together again. And my analogy for that is those are organizations. How do we become like that with our organizations? And it's breaking down the silos. It's all about flow. And that's how I look at the world. And that's what we try to do.
And we, those of us in New Hampshire really need to thank you for keeping us flowing in the right direction. Seriously, we have so much going on in a good way in New Hampshire. We now just need to tie together. So again, thank you for your work with Excellence North Alliance. J-Dog.
Yes. By the way, excellence is exciting. That's what we should do for the title. Excellence is exciting.
I agree. And we have actually service marked that term. Excellence is exciting.
So. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Speaking my language. Brian Hetrick of Excellence North Alliance, excellencenorth.org is the website. Check that out. Great stuff there. And another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio comes to a close. Fear not, we'll have another edition coming up in the near future for Brian Hetrick, as well as Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm J-Dog. We'll be back next time here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.